next citation by Dr. Sharon Armes, MD, is patient Aviva Wagner, last name W-A-G-N-E-R, first name A-V-I-V-A. This is a triple XI stress test, Carter Care Associates letterhead file, EST space Wagner space A. Triple XI stress test, date of examination 1-9-22, referring physician Shana, S-H-A-N-A-K-K-A-Y-E, MD, performing physician Sharon Armes, MD, new paragraph, clinical indication, 21-year-old female with history of inappropriate tachycardia on medication and dyspnea on exertion, status post-infection with COVID-19. New paragraph, ECG stress interpretation, new paragraph, baseline ECG, sinus tachycardia, non-specific STT wave changes, baseline blood pressure, 90 over 70, baseline heart rate, 100 beats per minute, parentheses, sitting, colon, 97 beats per minute, comma, standing, colon, 100 to 111 beats per minute. Close parentheses, period. New paragraph, ECG stress interpretation, new paragraph. The patient underwent treadmill exercise stress test utilizing the Bruce protocol. The patient exercised for 7 minutes, semicolon, 1 minute into stage three of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 162, parentheses, 81% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure of 128 over 62 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 20736, period. Upon cessation of exercise, the patient underwent a 1 minute cool down period at a speed of 1.2 miles per hour and a grade of 0%, new paragraph. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. Stress was terminated due, correction. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. The patient experienced dyspnea at peak stress. Stress was terminated due to fatigue, with the patient reporting that she could not exercise any further. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 8 mets. The patient had a baseline low blood pressure with an attenuated blood pressure response to stress consistent with her baseline. The patient had baseline borderline sinus tachycardia with an increased heart rate response to stress, but with evidence of attenuation of heart rate response to exercise on her medication, improved from her prior study. The patient The patient had baseline borderline sinus tachycardia with an increased heart rate response to stress, but with attenuation of heart rate on medication, with failure to attain 85% maximum predicted heart rate, and improvement in heart rate response to stress compared to her prior study. The patient had a final blood pressure of 104 over 70 and a heart rate of 103 at the end of the recovery period. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph. Conclusions. 1. Normal ECG portion treble XI stress test to 81% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. The diagnostic predictive value of this finding is diminished by the submaximal level of stress attained with failure to achieve 85% maximum predicted heart rate. 2. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress or the recovery period and experienced dyspnea at peak stress. Could you change that to the patient did not experience any chest discomfort or palpitations during stress or the recovery period, and experienced dyspnea at peak stress, and also change that in the above paragraph as well. 3, the patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 8 mets, comparable to her prior stress test. 4, the patient had a baseline low blood pressure with attenuated blood pressure response to stress, consistent with her baseline, period. The patient had baseline borderline sinus tachycardia with an initial increased blood pressure response, with an initial increased heart rate response to exercise, but with attenuation of heart rate response to stress on her beta blocker with failure to achieve 85% maximum predicted heart rate. Findings are improved compared to her prior stress test. Findings consist with improvement in control of inappropriate tachycardia compared to her prior stress test. 5, there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. 5, there was no SVT noted during the test. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. And in the initial paragraph where it says there was no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period, please proceed that by there was no SVT noted during the test. Then this is the end. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon R. Mays, MD. Thank you to the transcriptionist for making those changes for me. And dictation.